What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So we've been talking about this brouhaha that Donald Trump kicked off by saying he is not going to automatically accept the results of the election based on the already documented massive fraud going on. I mean, down in Florida, the DNC's lawyers trying to get a class action lawsuit dismissed admitted to the judge, yes, they rigged the primaries for Hillary Clinton and against Bernie Sanders. It's in the court record now. So what we're coming up on is a situation where President Obama is out there saying it's impossible to rig American elections. It's impossible to rig American elections. And if Hillary steals the election, Donald Trump is fully justified in standing up and saying, wait a minute, this needs to be looked closer at. If Donald Trump overcomes the election fraud, you know what's going to happen. Obama's going to come on out and say, I was wrong. It is possible to rig our elections. Russia did it. So we could come out of this election with a deadlock. Both sides thinking they won or were cheated. Now, the best case would be like Belgium or Spain, where we don't actually have a federal government for a year, which worked out very well for those other countries, I might add. The worst case would be a declaration of martial law. And again, my attitude is zero tolerance. If a government cannot prove the accuracy, honesty, and fairness of their elections by which they claim authority over the people, then we the people are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government's dictates, to pay its bills, and certainly not to sacrifice life and limb of our children in that government's wars of conquest. There is no law, no foundation, no argument that says anybody has to accept the results of an election in which fraud has been detected. That's ridiculous to say that. All right, we're going to take some phone calls. James in Hawaii, aloha, brah, what's up?
Oh, well, I just want to talk about the election a little bit.
Okay.
I canceled my Washington State voter registration there because I thought that might get voted.
Good for you.
And if you are planning on voting and you aren't registered, because you remember the second Cayetano victory there, so to speak.
Yes.
When they introduced the voting machines, you just somehow squeaked by with 1%, even though I think the Star Bulletin poll had Lingle ahead by 5 points, right?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember going down to some of the rallies down there in front of the state capitol, where it was all these Republicans along one side of the street and like one Democrat on the other side of the street, and yet somehow the Democrats all managed to, you know, pull out the victory. One of the problems we have here in Hawaii, and I'm sure it's true in a lot of the other states, the laws are written to severely limit the possibility of a recount. There's a very short time window, like 2 weeks, where you have to decide that you're going to challenge the results of an election. And they make you jump through all these hoops to do any kind of a verification whatsoever. Over in San Diego, where that judge admitted fraud was going on, but they couldn't do anything about it because the election was certified, the elections people down there were destroying all of the absentee ballots, the uncounted absentee ballots, which was illegal. And there were enough of those ballots to change the outcome of the election. The laws are that you have the regular election. If it's if the difference between the two candidates is smaller than the number of absentee ballots that were sent in, the absentee ballots have to be counted. And in San Diego, they just threw them out, said, it's Hillary. And then when the legal action was filed, they said, oh, well, we destroyed the ballots. No reason to keep them. Yeah, there was. There's a state law that says you got to keep them. This thing is the crookedest election in history. I've had people write into me with even more colorful descriptions about what's going on, which I cannot say in the air, or the FCC will come in and start yanking wires on our on-air affiliates. But, I mean, people are just outraged and incensed. And when you've got two-thirds of the American people now convinced our elections are crooked, That is a real, real problem. And all the platitudes and reassurances of Obama and everybody else in the corporate media saying, oh, our elections are fair and honest. Crooked elections only happen in other countries. If they steal the White House for Hillary Clinton, nobody's going to pay attention to her. We're all just going to turn around and say, I don't recognize this government. It's illegitimate because of the fraud.
Yeah, I hope you're not on the red list.
I probably am.
I suspect you are.
I probably am.
No doubt about that. They got everyone, algorithm on everyone. I don't know if it's, I saw it on the internet. It must be true. Homeland Security has lists of people.
Well, you know how I know? Every year for the last 8 years, I have sent one of my wonderful created Christmas cards to the White House. I never got one back. So I'm definitely on their bad list. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to take a second here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're still talking about politics. We're talking about massive election fraud in this country, how crooked our elections are, and how no real American could ever accept the results of an election in which fraud is known to have taken place.
I just want to say one more thing. So
yes.
I went ahead and I'll never see another honest election here in Hawaii, was my thought. So I decided I'm going to vote just because I viscerally dislike the Clintons, and that goes back a millennium.
one of the O'Keefe videos, they have an operative there saying that the Democrats have been cheating elections for the last 50 years. And that means we've had an illegitimate government taking our money under fraudulent pretenses, and I think we're all owed refunds.
Well, I found out that in Hawaii, if you are not registered, you can do early voting where you just go show up with an ID and they vote you at the county clerk's office from the 27th through the 5th, and they're open on the Saturday. And, you know, to get a driver's license here in Hawaii, you can be an illegal immigrant and get one, so...
That's been a big problem. They're registering the illegal immigrants. And folks, one more time, non-citizens are not supposed to vote in this election, and there are hundreds of thousands of non-citizens registered to vote and voting Democratic.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, if you feel, you know, you should, you got to get down to the county clerk's office and... you can vote.
I never vote. It just seems to encourage the bastards. That was a joke.
I voted, but that was the last time I voted in this state. You know, they made the decision it's going to be 1%. If it's over 1%, well, we're never, not, no need to audit it. And then they picked some place out and have a state rep race, and they audited that or something.
You know, I remember last election, I was at a local place of business, which has sadly now gone out of business, and this lady came on in. She was campaigning for a state office, and classic politician, all smiles, but the smile stopped at the cheekbones, and I just, it's like looking at a reptile at the zoo. You know, a Hillary in waiting, actually, is how this lady impressed me. Anyway, James, we're going to let you go. We're going to switch over to Adam in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. I watched the debate last night, and I went on a tangent and Googled Hillary Clinton and looked at all the images. And there are a few things I noticed. Number one, she's gone through a lot of hairstyles. Number two, I'm going to preface it by saying that I would assume that all the pictures that I Googled when I Googled Hillary Clinton are of Hillary Clinton. She seems to change.
No, there's at least one known double out there that is used if it's a distant shot.
That's kind of what I'm hinting at, is that some of them might be doubles. So it's kind of something to go look at. But the real thing that I wanted to point out is... out of about 250 pictures that I looked at of her, I only found one of them where she is wearing a American flag pin.
She might be standing in front of the globalist.
She's a globalist. You know, she believes in the New World Order. She dreams of her rear end polishing the seat on the golden throne of planet Earth. And you're absolutely right about her hairstyle. She's a very vain woman. You know, she wears these $12,000 Armani jackets. During Bill Clinton's campaign for the White House, there was actually a website set up, hillaryshair.com, where people were just commenting on how every time you saw Hillary, it was a brand new hairstyle. And she is. She's very vain. She's very, very vain.
Yep. I agree. Well, anyone but Hillary. Have a good day, Michael.
Yeah, anything but Hillary, you know.
I'll vote for a clam
over Hillary Clinton. One thing, studying the picture, somebody called my attention to is how much weight Hillary has lost recently, which, you know, obviously you want to be skinny and slender for the political stage, but it may also be an indicator of her declining health. All right, Adam, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, a lot of new information is coming out from the Podesta emails. And other WikiLeaks. And here's where it gets really kind of interesting, because Hillary Clinton testified to the FBI that she was unaware of the March 2015 email deletions by PRN. And then she testified, she did a written deposition under oath to Judicial Watch saying exactly the same thing. Unfortunately, one of the Podesta emails has surfaced in which Hillary Clinton admits she asked for the deletions to take place. She's committed perjury. Judicial Watch is already out there saying, yeah, we've got her. They've got her dead to rights. She committed perjury. She lied under oath. She lied to the Congress. She lied to the FBI. She lied to Judicial Watch. She asked for those mails to be deleted. And by the way, the latest word out of the Podesta emails is it's not 33,000, it's 55,000. Let's see. Here's an interesting Podesta email that was in the most recent dump. This is from October of last year, and it's between Podesta and Clinton supporter Roy Spence. They use a lot of ad agencies to figure this stuff out, and they were trying to figure out how to defuse this whole Hillary Clinton private server scandal. And it was actually suggested that Hillary say that she wanted the additional security, and Podesta comes back and says, we can't go there. We can't say that Hillary chose to use the home server for security reasons because it would fall apart under scrutiny, meaning they knew that server was not secure. Now, Judicial Watch is also out there raising the hue and cry over the fact that Hillary Clinton had made statements about when she was in contact with Brian Pagliano, who's got an immunity deal and nobody's seen him. I'm about ready to put his face on a milk carton. And apparently the new emails undermine her sworn testimony. Again, they got her on perjury. All right, let's grab a phone call. Norm in Santa Monica. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Norm, are you there? Hello, Norm. Okay, I guess we're going to put Norm. Yep. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hello, yes, you're on the air. What's on your mind? Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to contribute to the vote fraud topic, and I think the vote fraud apparatus is a well-oiled machine. There's plenty of good historical documented evidence of this. I can think of a couple of publications, one called Blind Loyalty by Debbie Kidd. I think she still might be active with a website.
Yes, she is.
That book documents all the tactics from the News Election Service being merged with the Voter Research and Survey, which is all owned by the major news media.
Yes.
And in addition to that, another good book is called Vote Scam.
By the Collier Brothers. We mentioned it earlier in the show.
Oh, you did? Okay, fine. Anyway, for any serious researcher who wants to really understand the significance of this, there's an abundance of historical documentation. You could probably figure out exactly how they're doing it today. Anybody who really wants to know this. And so That's well, really
I'm sure Americans
say.
Are looking for that right now. I'll bet you it's a trending topic on Google, and Google's trying to figure out a way where they can thwart searches for election fraud. But again, if you have not seen the documentary Hacking Democracy, which was on HBO, focuses on Bev Harris and blackboxvoting.org, and that is also a resource you need to be plugged into. It shows how the elections are rigged in this country. It ends with a demonstration of how these electronic machines can be rigged without even touching them. And that is important for Americans to understand right now.
Yeah.
And there's nothing new about this. I mean, think about the Battle of Athens, Tennessee. This was in 1946 when the people literally armed themselves to recover ballot boxes so that they could be counted in public instead of in a back room.
Yeah, you're probably discussing the more current ways of doing this age-old practice. But most of it's from the research is done by private corporations, you know, mainstream media corporations that have such a tremendous monopoly control over the whole process that nobody gets to really get involved in the whole thing. So,
well, you see, elections process ought to be under the control of we, the American people, not private corporations, not the corporate media, and certainly not the politicians who are intent on hanging on to their jobs.
Yes, well, these books that I mentioned, The Stealing of America, as you also mentioned, and the Debbie Kidd, her blind loyalty pamphlet, they go into details about, you know, videotapes of League of Women Voters actually manually punching out. I mean, there are organized groups of people involved in this process, and, you know, you can imagine how well-entrenched they are in various voting precincts as well. I mean, for a practice that has gone on for so long a period of time, you can imagine how well organized it is at this point in time. So these books.
Well, I don't know that it's well organized. The problem is that it is rampant and epidemic. And I have to tell you, it's giving the rest of the world a very low opinion of the American people that so many American people, in exchange for their 30 pieces of silver, are willing to literally thwart the founding principles of our nation, to subvert democracy, to destroy the republic, you know, for what amounts to basically loose change.
Yeah, it's been so rampant now, it's being exploited to the point where now it's... They're making too many obvious mistakes because they've taken too much for granted over the years.
And it's that's a good analysis. Surface.
Yeah. Anyway, you inspired me to refer to these books, and they're treasure chests of information for anybody that wants details, wants tactics. You know, Blind Loyalty, Debbie Kidd, she was involved in it, and then the one you mentioned, Vote Scam, Stealing of America. That's all I really had to say.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And again, if you go out to Las Vegas and you go to the casinos, those electronic gambling machines, the slots, all of that are subject to rigorous inspection and constant checking so that there's no cheating going on. Why do they get that kind of security and our voting system does not? I mean, I absolutely refuse to accept that the nation that put men on the moon cannot come up with a secure, accurate, fair, and honest election system. If we don't have one, it is by design. There's a good example there. One of the first companies that was into the electronic voting machine business was Diebold, which built its reputation on a line of automated bank teller machines that never lost a penny from one end of this country to the other. And yet the voting system they came up with, GEMS, has 12 identified back doors through which the results of the elections can be changed without leaving a trace. That has to be by design. Remember what Joseph Stalin said? Those who vote decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. We're there. We're down there in Soviet Union, Nazi Germany dictatorship. How does it make you feel? Are you angry yet? You should be. To heck with anger management, I am ticked off seriously. And I'd use stronger language, but the FCC would come in and behave very rudely to our on-air affiliates. We're going to take a break for commercials. Back with more news after these few words.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Just a reminder, not too long ago, the Inspector General at the State Department came on out and acknowledged that during Hillary Clinton's term in office as Secretary of State, $6 billion, with a B, went missing. Now, does this sound like somebody that you want in charge of balancing our account, our budget in this country? I don't think so. Now, Donna Brazile, who took over the chairmanship of the DNC following Debbie Wasserman Schultz being forced to step down, is out there dealing with her own situation about leaking town hall questions. And Donna Brazile went on the warpath against Megyn Kelly, calling her a thief for talking about the Podesta emails. That's their entire defense right now, is that they're stolen, therefore you shouldn't be looking at them. Well, that's not entirely true. A lot of these emails have already been made public records through Freedom of Information Act lawsuits. And you need to keep in mind, everybody working for the government on your taxpayer dollar is your employee. Everything they produce is work product, is a public record. And that is just the way it's supposed to work. By the way, the Tantrum Squad is back. If you're having difficulty connecting with my server, they're out there somewhere just rolling around on the floor and kicking and screaming and saying, what really happened is saying bad things about us. We have to do something about it. So let's look at the poll numbers. There were a huge number of online polls regarding last night's debate. Trump was ahead by a landslide, except for the corporate media polls. And something rather interesting, a lot of websites are using a polling service called PollDaddy.com. And everyone using PollDaddy.com, Hillary was ahead. Everywhere else, it was Donald Trump. I find that very suspicious. But, you know, if you're going to steal an election, you got to steal the polls, right? So that people don't realize the elections are crooked. Too late. All righty, let's see. We ran our own poll. Who won tonight's debate? 94% Donald Trump, to nobody's surprise. Remember, something to keep in mind when they're talking about the poll numbers, how Hillary's slightly ahead and all the rest of this stuff. Remember, every time they do a poll about Hillary's trustworthiness, she's down in the single digits. You cannot reconcile the vast majority of the American people seeing Hillary Clinton as hideously untrustworthy with this idea that somehow she is still seen as superior to Donald Trump. They don't reconcile. Now, amazingly enough, ABC News just ran their own online poll for the coming election. Who are you voting for? You're going to love these numbers. Donald Trump got 57%. Jill Stein got 17%. Gary Johnson got 15%. Hillary Clinton got 11%. That's actually lining up very much with her untrustworthy numbers. So, now getting on to a wider area of corruption, it has now surfaced that John Kerry's daughter got some $9 million in government contracts because her competitors for those contracts were disqualified through some very questionable, half-hearted screenings. Out. Kerry's daughter gets it. The entire system is corrupted from top to bottom. This establishment is rotten. It is as rotten as the Soviet Union just before the collapse. And it's time to acknowledge that and ask, what are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about a government that is this corrupted? Now, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, there is a lot of heat starting to build up over the revelation that Undersecretary of State Patrick Kennedy offered bribes to the FBI, that in exchange for declassifying some of the emails found on Hillary's server, that selected FBI agents would be given very cushy, posh postings in other places around the world, Paris and Rome and all these other really nice places everybody wants to go to on the backs of the taxpayer. Well, that's a bribe. That's a felony right there, trying to bribe the entire FBI. And there should be an investigation. And there should be impeachment. There should be prison for these people, is what should be going on. And every day that goes by where there's another revolution of revelation of corruption, and we see the government do nothing about it, only makes the government clearly more illegitimate in the eyes of the American people. We have a government that will enforce the laws rigidly against you, but for their cronies, They don't apply to us. Laws are for you little people, for you serfs, you debt slaves. That is your lot in life. The laws apply to us. What do you think this is, a republic or a democracy? You're living in a fascist economic dictatorship. You should just get used to that. All right, turning to the war zones here. Apparently, the U.S.-backed terrorists in Aleppo are nearing the point of collapse. They are under complete siege by Syrian government forces, and it's not just a siege. They're tightening in. The noose is tightening around there, and the U.S. is in a panic right now. They're about to be handed this generation's version of the Vietnam defeat. So what the U.S. is doing is they've opened up this escape corridor for ISIS out of Mosul, Iraq, to go into Syria and join with their terrorists in Syria to keep fighting against the Syrian government and the Russian forces. Now, I'm sure that the Syrian government is going to be not too happy over the U.S. government's unilateral decision to just ship several thousand violent terrorists into their country. But that's what they're doing. The top priority is still get Assad, and they're risking a world war to do it. Now, one of the ways they're using to drive these terrorists out of Mosul is Iraq, with U.S. forces, are moving in on Mosul to basically encourage them to go where the U.S. wants them to go. Remember when Obama vowed there'd be no boots on the ground in Iraq? He lied. And remember what those lawyers in Florida said? Look, whatever politician tells you, that's not enforceable. They just say that to get you to go along. You're idiots if you believe it. You're just supposed to act like you believe it. Now, according to Russia, based on radar data, two Belgian F-16s attacked a village near Aleppo, killing civilians. Now, Belgium is saying, no, it's not us. Absolutely not. We don't do that sort of thing. And Russia is basically saying either Belgium is lying or somebody somewhere is not being totally honest about what's going on, which fog of war, if you will. Or, as Senator Hiram Johnson put it, truth is always the first casualty of war. Or if you go back to your Sun Tzu, all war is based on deception. We're weaponizing the lies here. Now, piece of good news. Russia has now extended the humanitarian pause by 24 hours. It was just going to be a short time here today, Thursday. Apparently, enough of the humanitarian aid is actually getting past those U.S.-sponsored terrorists, where Russia said, let's run it another day. Let's get in there, get the food in there, get the medical supplies, and get that in there. Now, back when the U.S. warships in the Gulf were claiming they were being shot at by the Houthis in Yemen, the U.S. decided to exploit the situation for propaganda purposes by saying, well, the Iranians are helping them. The Iranians are firing on these U.S. warships. Iran came on out and said, this is baseless accusation. They're a little behind the curve because the U.S. has already backed off the claim that their ships were being attacked by Houthi missiles. They're saying now it was a radar glitch because the original story just didn't make a lot of sense. The Houthis had already sunk two similar ships that Saudi Arabia bought from the United States with missile attacks, and here we're supposed to believe that there were three attacks that never even touched the American ships, and it just didn't hold water. But they were out there, oh, they're attacking us, and Iran is helping them. We must go to war. Oh, radar glitch. Sorry about that. And the U.S. blew up two radar stations in Yemen on the basis of what they're now saying was a radar glitch. Think the U.S. is going to replace those radar stations? I seriously doubt it. They're just going to say, oh, you know, it's just one of those things that happens. Well, one of those things here. Iran has arrested six Iranians who have been committing espionage on behalf of the U.S. government. They just got sent to jail for 10 years. Here in the United States, if you're selling secrets to a foreign government, you get a foundation. I love this story. This is just so weird. It shows you the mindset of what's going on in Washington, D.C. This is from FortRush.com. Report out of Washington, D.C. stating that Russia's cooperation with Europe is a threat to U.S. national security. In other words, U.S. national security is dependent on Russia and Europe being at each other's throats. If they're friends and doing business, it's bad for us. Quick, do a false flag attack. Get them at each other's throat again. Another war that is escalating is down in Ethiopia. I'll bet you probably didn't even realize there was one going on down there. But analysts are looking at it and saying that this Ethiopian conflict is really being ginned up to try and disrupt China's maritime Silk Road in order to impede Chinese trade at a time when Chinese trade is starting to successfully compete with U.S. trade. Because China's a manufacturing powerhouse. They know how to make things. The U.S. doesn't. So the U.S. needs to shut China's shipment routes down so that the people of the world will be forced to buy our overpriced, poorly made junk instead of the superior and less expensive Chinese products. Not counting the Galaxy Note 7, of course. Philippines President Duterte is visiting in China. He's there with a large group of people talking trade deals. And literally came on out and announced, the Philippines has now separated politically from the United States. That is a major, major foreign policy whoopsie. The Philippines are telling the U.S. to get out, take their military forces, close the bases, get on out. Philippines is now going to be buying weapons and other products from China and Russia, not the U.S. And all of this because Obama decided he was going to tell Duterte that he shouldn't shoot the drug dealers. We love the drug dealers. The drug dealers are our friends here in the United States of America. You shouldn't do that. And look what it's cost us to protect the drug trade. The U.S. is out there thumping its chest again, threatening overwhelming response if South Korea is attacked. Nobody's talking about attacking South Korea. It's another made-up, out-of-thin-air crisis to try and get World War III going. There is no threat to South Korea. Saddam Hussein did not have nuclear weapons. Assad did not have sarin gas. The Lusitania was carrying weapons. There were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. There was no Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. How many times do you have to be lied into a war until you recognize you're being lied into wars again? And the war business is good. Air Force Chief of Staff General David Goldfein is out there saying this war is going to last for decades to come. Which means if Hillary Clinton steals the White House, most of us listening to this radio show right now will never live to see a time of peace ever again in our lives. That's how serious it is. Hillary, war, Trump, peace. It is that simple. Now, Russia has deployed two brand new aircraft, the Sukhoi 35 and the PAK-FA. And analysts are looking at them and saying that with these aircraft now out there, the U.S. F-16 is basically a relic of the past. It's obsolete. It can't compete. Neither can the F-22, neither can the F-35. Remember what I said the other day? The government never admits failure. No matter what goes wrong, they just throw more and more money at it until they can declare it a success. And they're getting ready to do that right now with the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. You know, the plane that can't fly in the fog, can't fly in the rain. The helmet fire control system still doesn't work. The software for the cannon is still 2 years away. Exploding engines, insulation in the fuel tanks wrecking the engines. Over $1 trillion so far on this airplane. But hey, let's go on out and order some more. So Congress wants to spend more money on these airplanes of dubious usability because those producers of the aircraft, they're such generous donors to campaign, you know, campaigns. It's a kickback scheme. And again, we are exactly where Eisenhower warned we would be if we did not rein in that military-industrial complex. They have become a power and a government unto themselves. Same thing with the pharmaceutical-industrial complex, the security-industrial complex. It's all driven by corruption. And you, the American people, are on the tail end. You're on the lowest rung of priorities. That's where you are. Turning to the economic news here, and a reminder of just how little this country is concerned about ordinary Americans, the number of homeless people in New York City has risen above 60,000 for the first time in history. That's six with four zeros after it in New York City. 60,000 homeless people. We have about 4,000 homeless people here on Oahu. Anybody ever stop to realize what's going to happen if those thousands and thousands and thousands of homeless people all get angry at the exact same moment? Now, remember when Wells Fargo got caught with that phony account creation scandal? And then it turned out it's actually been going on for years. So far, they have lost 140,000 mobile users per week ever since this scandal broke. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog. The too-big-to-fail banks are now leveraged more than they were back in 2008 when it all fell apart. They haven't learned from past mistakes. Why? They didn't have to pay for them. You did. That, too, is a repeating pattern that we see time and time and time again. The bankers commit fraud until it falls apart, and their pet Congress critics say, that's okay, we'll just take a bunch more money from the American people and give it to Wall Street so they can keep on doing what they're doing. That's fascism. That is fascism. Hanjin Shipping has just let go 60% of their workers as they deal with their bankruptcy. The supply chain continues to collapse. The reason we're seeing all this fraud throughout the entire financial system is the real economy that drives a nation. It's people having jobs, high-paying jobs, going to the mall, buying things, buying cars, buying TVs, buying houses. That economy has already collapsed. More emails coming out from WikiLeaks showing that Venezuela was, in fact, a target of direct U.S. economic sabotage, trying to destroy the political system of Hugo Chavez and the Bolivarian Revolution. Because the U.S. can't tolerate any government on earth that actually wants to take care of their people. That's just not the way it's supposed to work. Now, over in Milan, Italy, and it's a beautiful town if you ever get there. Absolutely beautiful. The central train station in Milan has sort of been taken over as a home by some of these refugees. They're just living in the train station. There's actually a permanent camp that's been set up there for the past couple of months. And apparently yesterday a mass fight broke out. Passengers were being hurt, and witnesses are saying the police never showed up to deal with the problem. Now you're going to love this story. You're going to love this story. The British government wants to stop people under the age of 18 from looking at pornography. Good luck in the age of the internet. So it's forcing all of the porn websites operating in Britain to have age verification systems. The British government is going to issue the British subjects a porn viewing ID. If you want to look at a naked babe, you have to show your little plastic card. Hi, I'm allowed to look at naked women or men, depending upon what your preferences are. This is getting a little bit absurd. This government intrusion into every single tiny aspect of our lives, It really is ridiculous. But, you know, government is like a cancer. It grows and grows and grows and consumes and consumes and consumes until it kills the host. Because everybody who's in politics, they've got family that need jobs, and it's a tough economy. They, you know, you got all these nephews and nieces and cousins, and they all need employment. Let's create a new government agency, and we can give them jobs. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Nepotism. I mean, if you look at the American system right now, we have more people in government than in manufacturing, and that is a red warning sign. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, so go ahead and call on in, because I've almost hit the end of my talking points list, so we'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Yeah. And Aloha America, welcome back to the show here. We're going to start taking phone calls. Joe in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I haven't been listening to the show today, so I apologize in case you've already addressed this. But I'm listening to other news on a AM talk radio program where it said that there was numerous delays where Hillary was talking with the FBI so that they could get her emails listed as declassified, so that when she said, "I never handled any classified emails," it would be because after the fact they had declassified them so that she would appear to not be lying.
Well, what she wanted to do was have all the classification removed and not say they were declassified, but they were never classified. But the problem is they were literally trying to bribe the FBI to do this, and that has prompted a House committee investigation.
It just keeps getting worse and worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really, really does.
Okay, well, that's the topic that I was hearing. I wasn't sure if your program was addressing it or not, but that's what I'm hearing on a...
Yeah, we covered it a little while ago, earlier this hour. All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Mateus in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I've got a random list of five things. Let's see, Yemen blow up some radar assets of the U.S. and say, "Oh, sorry, computer glitch. Have a nice day." Like, that would be World War III for Yemen, as far as they're concerned. It'd be Armageddon, Yemen, right? But then, if it happens to the States, it's just
That's a catchy
computer glitch.
Okay.
You know, have you ever picked up a piece of wood and then you drop it because you get scared for a second because there's just thousands of bugs? You weren't expecting it? Well, that's what it's like.
Yeah.
That's what it's like researching the government here. Like, we're realizing the corruption in there is so infested. It's all crooked. It's all criminals. That it's just horrifying, to quote Hillary. And
You're right. I mean, I've been doing this for 22 years, and even today I'm still overwhelmed at just how bad the corruption is, how widespread it is. And it really is the entire establishment system. Finance, media, government, it's all incestuous and corrupted to the core.
It is. It's just like one of those crawling, disgusting bugs everywhere that underneath, just completely eating everything out. It's just... Hillary, she was reading yesterday from the same secret teleprompter screen.
Yeah, a lot of people picked up on that on Twitter, where she wasn't even trying to hide it. The eyes were just going from left to right and top to bottom. And photos are showing that, once again, you know, Donald Trump's top of his lectern is dark, and her lectern, there's a light source. And she wasn't even trying to hide the fact that she was reading, and a lot of people picked up on that. Okay, Mateus, stay on the line. We've got to do our top of the hour station identification. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
Regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.